Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, 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 and welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization. I am your host, Stephanie, and I am so happy to have you join me today. Today we are going to be chatting about the letter T. T is for throwing away trash. Place trash and recycling bins in areas where trash is generated. Make it a habit to always use the bins, including regularly emptying it. So I want to issue a challenge to you right now. If you were to walk around your house, and if you're physically able to do this, go ahead and do this. But if you walk around your house, how much trash is in different rooms? How much trash is close to the trash can, but not quite making it yet to the trash can? And when I say trash, I am referring to actual trash. Old candy wrappers, chip bags, things that are broken that you're going to fix, but it's been sitting there for months, years, unknown amount of time. And as you go about your week, I want you to consider where you generate the most trash. Because the goal in a household is to place trash cans where that trash is generated so that we don't just set it down on a counter somewhere or it ends up on a side table or areas where we then are creating clutter that we then have to make decisions about in the future. So if we place a trash can in these specific areas, will that allow us to have less decision-making in the future? That's the goal. So today we're going to just talk about brief intro into trash, strategic bin trash placement, how to build habits so that you successfully use these trash bins, some maybe brief intro into an emotional attachment to such trash. So let's continue. Everything that we do for our house, I've mentioned this a million times, we want to make life easier for future self. So future Steph wants an easier life. And so I have to make decisions today that make it easier for her in the future. And one of the biggest takeaways that I've seen with a lot of new clients, so the clients that call me and are like, I'm so overwhelmed, I just can't do this. It's going to take you 3 days, full days to declutter my house. And I get there and over 50% of what we have to tackle is trash. It's the Amazon boxes that have not been broken down, plus like the inserts, like the paper, the pop, like whatever goes inside. It's mail that is 50% at least trash because it's all ads or selling things and nothing that is actually vital to what they want or they need. And so it's either shred and or trashed. It is food wrappers or boxes, again, that have not been broken down and taken out to recycling. And so it takes us, I don't know, 3 hours to do their entire house because all it is breaking down boxes. And I find that a lot of times we think it's going to take us so long because it takes up so much space, but in reality, it really does not. It's just one of those, again, delayed decisions that we haven't made yet. And then we build it up in our heads that it's going to take us forever. And it rarely does take as long as we think it will take. I find generally these tasks that we avoid, and myself included, we won't even go into all the tasks that I've been putting off, and they are snowballing on me this week as I speak, but it generally never takes us as long as we expect it to take. And so trash is not an enemy. It is not something to be avoided. It is something that we want to create action today, take that step today, so that we don't build up that bigger mess over time. And even such thing as just throwing away the taco wrapper that you had for dinner yesterday, or the old mail that you do not need, recycle it, put it in your recycle bin. Anything, as I mentioned, broken, like let it go. If you're never gonna do it, get rid of it. I had a microwave that refused to shut off, and I just felt like it was very bad energy fusing into all the food that I was doing with it. And so I put it up on OfferUp, the app, and I was like, this microwave does not turn off. I have no idea. I don't feel safe using it. Does anyone want it for free? And this guy repairs microwaves and he just tinkers with it and he loves to get them. And so he was so excited to get this microwave. I was so happy that it didn't end up in the dump somewhere or a landfill. And so it was a win-win situation, but it got out of my house and it helped someone else further their love of tinkering. And then a really another big one that I find accumulates in every client's house is old products in the bathroom, old cleaning products in your kitchen, bathroom, pantry, etc., and potentially even old food. I have not been in one house where there's not one expired food, at least if not literally half the food in the pantry. I have thrown out countless bags of expired food that's more than 5 years old. I have found food from the 90s, no exaggeration, in some of these closets. And so your pantry is a good one just to refresh from time to time, once a year, once every other year, go through it and start using the food that's about to expire. You can just take a Sharpie or blue tape and Sharpie and write it on the front of that, but start using that. Old products. If you change your face wash and you know that you will not go back to the other one, you're keeping it just in case you don't like the new one, right? But then you've been using the new one now for a month and you like it, throw out the old one or give it to somebody else if you know you won't use the rest of it, if it's still good. But what we do is we keep things for the just in case or just if this happens moment, which generally that moment never happens. But I'm not saying get rid of it immediately, keep it. But after 2 weeks, a month, however your deadline is, then you have to throw it away. And again, you can use a Sharpie or a piece of blue tape to label it or keep a section in your bathroom that this is to be trashed product that I will then trash once I know I like the new stuff. And so you'll keep it separate so that when the day comes where you decide, I do like this, and you can throw out the old. And that's going to keep the system moving along. And so keep a trash can in your bathroom, keep a section in your bathroom of things that are going to be leaving soon so that you are on top of it. And then just create that habit of throwing away trash so that you are honoring your space, you're honoring your energy, and you're creating this life of only what serves you and what you're utilizing is in your life. And everything else, we are letting it go so that it doesn't absorb the energy that you have. So where should we place these trash bins? If possible, you want every bin within arm's reach of the activity where you're generating the trash. So especially in your high traffic areas, your kitchen, bathroom, home office, craft areas, kids' rooms, things like that. And you also can have recycling bins near these areas as well if you are utilizing items that can be recycled. And so have a trash bin and a recycling bin near your mail station so that when you have mail come in and it's an advertisement that you don't care about, straight into the recycling bin. Or if you are going to be shredding stuff, keep a shredder right by there. And then you have a trash bin there and or recycling bin so that when you pull out the shredded paper, it can go directly into the trash recycling bin, whichever one. And then even in your car, I added a trash bin a few years ago and it was a game changer in my car. It just goes over my joystick. Is that what that's called? And it's great. I don't use trash bags in there. It's literally just normally dry stuff that I put. So I just drop it in there. And when it's full, I empty it. And it's keeping all the trash off of my floor mats, out of the back seat, and in one spot so that I can literally grab the trash handle off of the center joystick console thing, take it, dump it into the trash can that's in my house before I take the trash to the curb, and then I put it back and it's ready for future trash. Another big area where you want at least a small trash bin, if not a bigger one, is your laundry room. So we all are clearing lint from the dryer, or we have dryer sheets. We're cutting tags off new clothes or peeling them off of new clothes. There's packaging for the new clothes. And so you want a small bin at least, depending on the quantity that you are trash that you're producing, to be kept near your washer and dryer so that you are, again, able to put it in something and it's not just going to sit on top of the washer or dryer, or you take it and you're walking towards a trash can, but you get distracted, so you set it down somewhere. So have a bin there. And then you definitely want a larger bin near any food prep areas so that you can just drop it in. And ideally, potentially, this is a compost bin and or a smaller bin, actually, so that your dry stuff can go in a main trash can so that it can last longer, depending on, again, the quantity of trash that you are producing. But then anything that's food related that would expire quicker and maybe create a smell, you have it in smaller bags so that it leaves your house more quickly and you're not having to replace the bigger trash bin as often. And so you can get like one of those small compost bins that just stick on your counter and or even put food stuff down your garbage disposal. But the key is just not to have it stay out on your counter and attract bugs or anything like that, that you're constantly putting it in the trash and or the compost pile and or your garbage disposal. And then you definitely want a recycling bin and or trash bin in your office. I feel like every house does have one in their bathrooms, but by the toilet is a required small bin area. And then if you have, again, just kind of walk through, right, your entire house, pay very close attention to where trash is accumulating and or for the kids, for anyone else that's in the house, for pets, and just kind of decide, oh, I do need a trash bin right there. Or that would benefit my life a lot that I don't have to walk 20 feet to go to the kitchen trash can. Put a trash can there. See if it makes life just a little bit easier for you. And you can always buy, like, I know most trash cans are very utilitarian, boring, silver, black, white, solid, but you can get an attractive bin or a basket. If aesthetics matters to you, get a cute basket. And then you can just put the trash liner inside of it, and then it looks nicer to you. And that might take away from the severity of having a trash bin in a living space or a craft room or an area that you would not expect to have a trash bin. But if that's where you and or your household is generating the trash, we do want one there. So just think of an attractive bin that you can place in lieu of more traditional trash cans. So it's not necessarily obvious that that is what is hiding underneath that bin. And then we really want to actually use these bins. So we want to build the habit, use it, empty it, and repeat it. The goal of having a bin in all of these strategic locations is that it's easy for you to use. So place the bins and then flip that switch in your brain that you're going to put the trash in the trash bin, and then make sure everyone in the house does the same thing and start utilizing these new trash bins. And then I also do recommend setting a timer. So if you do have a lot of produce or food type wastes that you want to take the trash out every night, set a timer for whenever after dinner, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, set a timer for you to take the trash outside to the bin. Or if you have your actual trash pickup is every Tuesday and Friday, then you want to have a timer go off Mondays, Thursdays to remind you to take the trash out to the curb and then all the recycling down to the curb, et cetera, or however your trash works. And this is just a reminder for you to empty the trash bins that you have, while ideally all the trash is already in the bins, so you're literally just walking from bin to bin to bin to move that outside. And then you want to find liners, trash liners, that are easy for you to grab and then replace. You don't want to create anything that makes you kind of put off handling the trash, like ew. So if your trash always smells, maybe get a liner that has smell in it, or you can add your own essential oils to the trash bin, or sprinkle baking soda in the bottom of it to just absorb all the scents. And same thing with the actual trash bins. If you are hating them, hating the look of them, they're getting dirty, whatever the negative reaction that is being caused inside of you, just change it up. Just fix whatever it is so that you not necessarily love to handle trash and take out the trash, but we don't want to actively despise it, right? We want to change that mentality of how we look at it as, this is helping my future. This is helping myself. This is making my life easier because I'm not creating additional clutter everywhere. I'm not creating, you know, smells everywhere. I'm consistently cycling through trash to create it, but then also get rid of it. And my life is running smoothly and I love this and I'm doing so good and I high five myself on the back and this is awesome. And so just kind of reshape how you look at trash if you do have trouble taking the trash out every week or putting it even in the trash bin. And if you need to utilize a friend or have someone come over, or if you have a housekeeper, whoever and however, maybe you switch the date they come so that they can actually go around, collect all the trash and put the trash out on the curb. Or you have a neighborhood kid, you pay them 10 bucks a week to take your trash out every day. There's options to help you if you know that you cannot do this. I think you can do this, but you know yourself a heck of a lot better than I know you. And then the last little bit is encourage an entire house effort, right? Like, this is a management household task. It is not one person's job to empty the trash. It is everyone's job to empty their own trash and be responsible for putting their own trash in the trash bins. And then maybe you alternate who's responsible for actually emptying those trash bins into the larger bin or the trash outside. But it is definitely a household group effort. And make sure that everyone is aware of that and everyone does their own part. And so, fun story. One of my best friends, every time that she rides in my car, inevitably there is trash in the door. And it drives me bonkers. I'm like, there's a trash bin literally right at your foot because that is where it's stored, right? Put it in the trash bin. And I can go weeks after she's here, whenever I'm in that door for whatever reason, and there's like a piece of trash and I'm just like, it frustrates me to no end. But such is life. And it's like a hug from her. I'm sure she does it unintentionally, but it just mind boggles me because the trash can literally is at her little left side of her foot and she's putting it on the right side. I assume because it's habitual for her, like in her vehicle, she puts it there. And so that is, maybe I should buy her a trash can, right? Maybe that's what I will do. But have everyone help you. And if anyone's not helping you, have a discussion, figure out why the breakdown, what they need. Like, do they need a trash can that's bigger? Do they need one that's prettier? Do they need one that is in a different location in their room, space, etc.? So before frustration builds, just have a conversation to figure out where the breakdown is. And also for yourself, don't get mad at yourself. Just figure out the best place to move the trash can so that you can better put trash away. The entire process of home organization is just creating a system and then changing the system to adapt to the habits that you have created. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is going to be permanent forever. We're constantly changing. And so our systems have to constantly change with us as we build new habits or create different habits. We are going to be changing. And so never get frustrated with this process because it is an ongoing, constant process. Every area in my house is different than it was a year ago. I mean, maybe not every area, but you buy different types of food that go in the pantry. So you have to rearrange how you have your bins, or you have different shoes that go in the shoe rack. So you have to rearrange your shoes. So nothing is ever going to be permanent for the rest of your life. And so just be flexible with how we do this, but pay attention to those habits because we want to create the newer habits of trash to trash bin to bigger bin outside. And then the last little thing that we are going to just chat about are the items that we are holding on to that an outsider potentially may consider trash, but you don't for whatever reason. And generally, I find that clients hold on to these items because of guilt or fear or an obligation to somebody at some point. It was a gift or it belonged to the family or they spent X amount of dollars on it. And so they're like, I have to keep it. Well, does it work? No. I can get it fixed. Okay, how long has it been broken? Okay, and can you physically fix it or do you have to send it to somebody else to fix it? And then is it worth the cost of your time and your money to get it fixed? And is this something you would actually do? And so just question yourself to figure out, for anything that's broken in your house, will you fix it? And it's okay to say no. It's okay to acknowledge that you don't have the time, the inclination, the skills, and or the money to want to fix something. And so you can do what I did with the microwave and just put it up on OfferUp, Marketplace, Nextdoor, whichever app you want to use, if it's something that someone else could find value in. I find it awesome that so many people are upcycling or repurposing different furniture pieces, like turning an old TV set into like a bar cart and different stuff like that. So even if your piece of furniture and or clothing item, toy, etc. is broken and or not able to be used as the original use, put it out there and just see, maybe somebody wants it or needs something exactly like that because they're creating art with it or they're upcycling it or something. And so I encourage you to tune in to your emotional clutter as you go through this and release those items that are not serving you today and what you think will not serve you in the future. If your habits have changed and your likes and your personality has changed from when you had that item, it's okay to let it go. It's okay to sell it, donate it, trash it, and or upcycle it through somebody else. So I give you permission, if that is what you're waiting for, and let it go. And so just go through your house. Also, looking at these types of items, I have one area in my house of my project items that I am trying to sell and or get out of my house, but they're not currently ready to go. And so it's one area. And anytime I find a new item, it just goes into that one area. So maybe designate a spot in your house where these items go to live, kind of like that bathroom section of future product to trash. And this just becomes future product. If I can't do XYZ in the next month, 3 months, then I have to toss it to the trash, donate it, etc. So give yourself a timeline of when action has to be taken or the action becomes trash. Does that make sense? Okay, who knew we could talk for 18 minutes about trash? I had more to discuss, but I think I'll just do like a little side episode. But thank you so much for listening to Tea is for Throwing Away Trash. I greatly appreciate it. I hope you had some ideas come to you about how to better your trash situation in your own house and to make your life a little bit easier if you are overwhelmed by the quantity and or the location of trash that's in your house. What trash-related habit that you're going to take on this week? And you can let us know in our ABCs of Home Organization community on Facebook, or just shoot me an email at info@abcsofhomeorganization.com. And always remember that organizing is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. Remember to always be kind to yourself during this process. And if you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave me a review. Also, join that Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization Community. Post pictures. Ask me questions. I am here. I want to talk about it all with you. Tell me how your journey is going, where you're struggling, where you're succeeding. I want to hear from you. And be on the lookout for my new website. We are slightly delayed, but it should be any week now. I'm so excited. And then next week, we'll be back with more actionable tips about you, which is unpacking and washing food containers. So exciting. All right. Chat soon. Until next time, happy organizing.